I'm talking to Kevin, who has an extremely compelling, interesting, and unique story to share with the listeners. Kevin, could you describe in as much detail as you can what your condition was that resulted in your coming for help?
Well, the physical symptom of my condition was sweating. Was what I now know is hyperhidrosis, and as a reflection of anxiety, I would feel in either social or business situations. And I would have episodes that would be unpredictable, meaning I could be in a situation where I might expect to feel anxious or stress and have no symptom, or I could be in a situation where I would think or I might predict that I would be comfortable and where I would have symptoms of anxiety that would be manifest in sweating.
Okay, and could you describe in a little more detail, so you would be in one of these situations, and then what would happen to you?
Either some unexpected either turn of attention towards me, or criticism of me, or direct challenge to me, would either catch me off guard or catch me in a way that I wouldn't expect it, and my body temperature would rise. I would feel sort of a fight or flight reaction, and I'd start to perspire.
Perspire a little, a lot. Where
it would, begin slowly in the head and hair, in the arms, in the back, and eventually, all over. I'm a person who tends to have a high, body temperature in any event and gets revved up in any event. So it's sort of just, ignite a trigger.
All right. Now, you are a pretty active guy. You're a successful lawyer. How was this condition impacting your life?
Well, it was more impacting my happiness than necessarily stopping me from doing things. I did choose a career that was, a public in sphere and that was naturally confrontational, in spite of having, a baseline level of anxiety and this, symptom. So, it was just making me not feel as comfortable and successful as I wanted to be. It was impacting my happiness and how I felt about myself, maybe the vigor with which I, chose to pursue, business and social situations.
Well, what would happen, for example, when you would have one of these sweating episodes in court or during a business interaction?
I would be embarrassed and I would lose effectiveness because I would lose focus, and my focus would then be on not being embarrassed and having to stop and not pursuing whatever it was I was doing.
And were there not times, I don't mean to sound like a lawyer here, but were there not times that you did leave the venue and you needed to compose yourself?
Absolutely, yeah. I would take bathroom breaks and try to catch my breath and recompose myself and seek opportunities to regain control of my physical person. Absolutely.
Now, I'm assuming that during this time that the symptoms were really impacting you, were you not involved in obsessive worrying about when it was going to happen?
I would. There's two sides to that coin, I think. You never know when it's going to happen, so you're always kind of worried it could happen, and if you start to feel symptoms of it, then that's all you can think about. But, you know, that I'm doing, you know, much better with it, and I have a better self-awareness and understanding of it, I think it's almost important to know and recognize and embrace that it could happen. Because it's not that big a surprise to you, and it's something that you accept. And
well, now you're talking. Now you're talking about how you got well.
Right.
Okay. Back then, were you were involved in obsessive worry, and that was one of the things that was creating the symptoms more and more. Okay. So listen.
Yeah, but I think you tend to pretend and avoid, you know, your condition and avoid thinking about that you suffer from this condition, that you have these symptoms, and you'd rather pretend that you're not, that you're a very confident person who doesn't have this level of anxiety, and so you don't deal with it.
Excellent point. All right, now, for the sake of relativity, the symptoms, the problem, the impact, happiness, mood, etc., on a scale of 1 to 10, if you started, again, for the sake of relativity, at a 1, where would you say you're at in terms of meeting your therapeutic goals, expectations, et cetera?
I would say 8+.
Okay, that's huge. Now, the critical question is, in your own words, you know, without saying, okay, I came to Jonathan, whatever.
Yeah.
Can you describe how you got to an 8, what you had to do with your thinking, your emotions, your physiology, whatever you can say to the listener?
It's going to sound kind of like, you know, duh, you know, oh, it's so easy. And I mean that sarcastically. It's been a matter of, accepting it, you know, and understanding that I have a physical symptom that comes with adrenaline that, and also is paired with anxiety, and it can go good and it can go bad. But I have to know that that is a way that I react. And to work with it.
Okay, talk about, because this is very confusing for most people, talk about the acceptance dynamic.
You know, part of what would make me anxious and sweat is when it would start, you'd start to worry about what are people going to think about me if they can see me sweating and seeing me being nervous or anxious. And then it sort of feeds upon itself. When I start to let go of, well, I don't really care if people see me sweat, or I'm going to have to live with the fact that people might see me sweat, then I become much more in control of the level and frequency of whether I do sweat at all.
You told me a situation recently where you were at work, you were in some kind of meeting,
yep,
and you did sweat, you felt the sweating happening, and you were able to do something that really aborted the cycle.
Well, you know, I was in the middle of something, and I was presenting, and there was no opportunity for me to really leave or try to gain control or you know, flee, I guess. So to not fight, but to flight, engage in flight. And, you know, rather than just sort of sit there and crash and burn and be a sweaty, ineffective mess, I decided I'm really going to care more about doing a good job of what I'm doing right now, which I know I'm very good at. And if I sweat, you know, well, everyone's going to, you know, have to understand that and live with it because, you know, that's who I am. And the sweat slowly started to subside, and I did a really good job. And, you know, people saw me sweat a little bit, but, you know, I think at the end of the day what they saw is somebody who did an awesome presentation.
Great. Can you just go for another moment? When you say that the quality of your life is an 8-ish now, describe that.
Well, I spend a lot more time thinking about being in a good mood and feeling good about myself and trying to be me. And again, that sounds sort of, you know, overly simplistic, but I spent a lot of time for a long time trying, I think, to be somebody else and sort of pretend that I was this super confident other person. Rather than being great at being me, I was trying to be my flaws, and I can be a lot better at the things that I am good at. So I think the vibrancy of my personality, even at this, you know, medium stage of my life, is starting to come out in full bloom, and I think I'm a funnier, more interesting person. The funny, interesting, you know, entertaining, vibrant person I always knew I was, but that I was mad that people weren't embracing. I think I'm becoming more and more each day.
So what you're describing in our terminology is that you really invested in some self-nurturing and you put your internal critical script in its appropriate perspective.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's still there, and it's, you know, I liken it to being, you know, somebody, you know, like, you know, an alcoholic or somebody who has habits, you know, that they need to deal with. There's a tendency to be overly critical, for me to be overly critical, and I have to catch myself when I start to do it. And it gets easier and easier. At the beginning, it seemed not hopeless, because I, you know, I had great hope for myself, but it's a very daunting task. And now, I know when I'm starting to do it, and I catch myself, and I start just doing things in a much more positive fashion. And it's just life is, I know, coming a little easier.
Excellent. One last question. Any other specific piece of advice that you would give to someone who's suffering from the same thing?
You can work on it. You can do a lot better, and you can be a lot happier. You just got to take a little bit of a leap of faith in yourself, and leap of faith that people will really cut you a lot of slack if you try to share yourself with them, and don't run away.
Excellent. Excellent, Kevin. Listen, thank you so much for sharing.